This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Saturday edition of the program, and we're here live. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, by the way, at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, we've got all kinds of other stuff to talk about, including teens and sex, the KKK's position on immigration, and Board Op Check Your Spots there. They seem to be running in the background. Also, Salvia is being banned around the country. What is Salvia? Sounds scary.
I don't know what it is either.
We might explore that. 800-259-9231, but we got to go back to the phones because we still have people hanging on, and this is the show by your call. So let's go back to Todd in, I believe, Florida. Todd, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Todd, you're doing good. Now, I'm a little concerned, though. Before we went away for that last break, you mentioned that you believe that without the law, there can be no morals.
There are no morals without a law saying that this is right or this is wrong.
How can that be? Can you explain?
Sure. When somebody says homosexuality is immoral, upon what do they base that claim?
I don't know. Prejudice?
Well, no.
Morals are based on a personal set of values.
Pardon me?
Morals are based on an individual set of values.
Well, again, don't misunderstand me. When I say the law, I don't necessarily mean the federal law or the state law.
What do you mean?
When someone says that homosexuality, say, is immoral, they are saying it because God's law, Leviticus, they'll quote, and you guys referred to this before, says so. They're saying it's law. The Apostle Paul in Romans.
Well, to be technically correct, the interpretation of the original Hebrew writings, the particular translation and their interpretation.
Well, that's going
says
off
so.
On a side trail. The point right. is, and that like the Apostle Paul said in Romans, he said, if there is no sin without a law saying this is forbidden or you had to do it this way, he says without it there isn't sin. So, hang on, honey.
I find that really, I mean, I understand that if that's what it said in that book, but, I mean, just because it says it in that book doesn't make it right or true. I mean, so you
say... I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, when you say, what's the difference between a principle and a moral? When you say you want it principled, well, what is a principle? What distinguishes a principle from a moral? I ask you.
Well, okay, that's a good question. A principle is... You know what? That's
excellent a stumper.
Question.
I don't know.
I'll have to look that up.
Well, I don't think that much distinguishes the two. And so what politics
well, I live my
is
life
about
by, wait,
is
now,
arguing.
Hold on. I live my life by a principle, but I think a lot of people would consider me immoral. My principle is very simple.
Immoral according to what?
More according to their personal definition of what moral is.
Right, but most people get their personal definition from some external source.
Like the Bible.
Right. And that's from those laws. So that's the point that I'm making. I'm a classical liberal.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a Ludwig von Mises liberal. Have you read Liberalism by this man? This book, Liberalism?
No, I haven't. No.
By Ludwig von Mises?
Yes, it's called Liberalism. It's available online at Mises.org.
Right. But, I've read quite a bit by Mises, but I haven't read the entire book.
Well, Liberalism is basically I'm a liberal. I mean, I'm a liberal according to that, and it was written in the early part of last century.
Right.
And it explains that, the problem that I have with gay marriage is not gay marriage per se, is that the people that are proposing it want to force it on people who may or may not agree with it.
Now, wait a minute. When you say force it, what do you mean by that?
Well, say a company doesn't want to give benefits to a gay person. If you're a part of a gay advocacy group and you can get the federal government to make it a crime to deny someone gay benefits to their gay partner.
Right. Well, companies should be free to make those decisions on their
right.
own.
Right. They should be able to decide whether they want to
get... But they're not.
I agree. There shouldn't be any laws. There shouldn't be laws mandating that companies give married people benefits either.
There shouldn't be, but there are. And in the context of this debate, that's the other side of the coin.
Mm. Yeah. I see where you're coming from.
Todd, you bring up something no one's ever brought up on this air before, and I want to thank you for it.
Well, hey, can I say one thing to you guys?
Yeah,
I found you by your podcast.
Oh,
I was
great.
Looking through iTunes, found the podcast a couple nights ago, listened to the last week or so of episodes. My life is so busy with my three kids at night, it's going to be difficult for me to tune in live during the week, but I'm glad you're going 7 days a week.
Six. Actually, six days a week. And by the way, I'd like to encourage you, since you said you're there in Gainesville, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
We've actually got some really good prospects for radio stations there in Gainesville.
There are two talk radio stations here. I'd love to hear you guys
There's a sister station to our station up in Indianapolis there in Gainesville. We've got really good chances. I'd like to invite you to go to
local. I know the program director up in Indianapolis. He was the program director down here.
Yep, great guy, Andrew.
Andrew's a great guy.
Here's what I'd like to ask you to do, and everybody else around the country that's listening to the program via the internet, go to local.freetalklive.com and find out how to contact your local talk stations and ask for Free Talk Live. And if you're listening on a local talk station, call them up and thank them. Thank you for putting Free Talk Live on the air. So local.freetalklive.com. Thanks, Todd. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number to Indianapolis. And Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Rick.
And fellas, just wanted to don't really want to get into the gay rights issue, because I think it's something that that one side is not going to convince the other side of their belief. So
I don't think one side should have to convince the other side of their beliefs, which is why I always take the position of let's get the government out of marriage. I mean, who could disagree with that?
I don't even want to touch on that. What I want to do is get the kind of get the pot stirred on another issue, and
please.
Something that's been really at the forefront of the news here lately is the issue of the alleged massacre at Haditha by our Marine troops.
Okay,
and coming from a military background, this is something that just raises my blood pressure when you hear a lot of these political pundits and anti-war types and everything who are calling this an act of cold-blooded murder, and they're doing this before the investigation's not complete, and there's not even been Article 32 or courts martial done against the guys that were involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is people need to not try this in the media before all the facts are in, because from the Marine side of things, they have deliberately, because of some of the values that the Marines have decided not to release a lot of things which are going to really be exculpatory in nature. I mean, they're given the fact that there was a Predator drone in the area that did capture the last part of the firefight, and people saying that all women and children were killed in this, the thing that people got to remember, over in Iraq, women and children oftentimes are the foot soldiers of these terrorists. They'll have a cell phone. They'll say, hey, X amount of trucks are coming your way.
Right.
And even in interviewing one of the young ladies that survived, a 12-year-old girl, who admittedly said she covered her ears when she saw the Marines coming because she knew there was going to be an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, so there's going to be two sides of this. There's going to be the side that says this was done in cold blood, but there's also going to be a side that's going to provide the public and the court that will actually try this with a lot of exculpatory evidence.
I understand where you're coming from. What do you have to say to the allegations about the cover-up? I mean, about the higher-ups essentially trying to pretend like this wasn't what it might have actually been?
Well, the situation with what is being called a cover-up is the fact that after the radio transmissions and everything were complete, because there are records of radio transmissions that occurred during this firefight, and a lot of things like that. And it's not so much that it's a cover-up, as that more so that it's that the military wanted to keep this under wraps until after the investigation was complete.
I understand. I want to jump back to something else you said, Rick. You said that the young people and the women act as foot soldiers for the terrorists, and I don't think it's fair to call these individuals that are fighting against American forces terrorists. They are more I guess accurately determined described as insurgents, perhaps, and they're individuals that are essentially defending the land from an invading force. I mean, I don't think you can qualify them as terrorists.
Well, and when you say accurate, when you come from a military background, you're going to say not accurate until you've actually been to Iraq. You don't really know what the situation
is. Well, see, I wouldn't go to Iraq, even if I had signed up with the military. Since I would have sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States, I would have been obligated to refuse those orders. And so everybody that's sitting over there in Iraq right now is actually violating the Constitution, violating their oath that they took. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on that when we come back, Rick, in Indianapolis. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lay's Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com. That's www.laysemedinc.com. Or call 792-953-0267.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of shows. Right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. Also, I'll be plugging in the entire month of May here tonight, because you can go all the way back. You can go from April back for a year, but I haven't put May on yet, so you'll be able to, as of later tonight, grab up the entire month at once. So be on the lookout for that update coming up tonight at freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, back to Rick in Indianapolis. Rick, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Rick, we were talking before about this massacre, the massacre allegations in Iraq, and as you pointed out, nobody's been convicted here yet. The evidence hasn't been presented, and that's fair enough. I mean, I'm the first person to jump to the defense of somebody who's been accused of a crime here in America, you know, by saying, look, you know, even though it may look like he committed that murder, we haven't had a trial. He's still innocent until proven guilty. So I understand you there.
It's sort of a massacre in a manner of speaking. There's 24 dead people, so I don't think the news is going too far out on a limb.
I think massacre means when somebody's pulled
the trigger. Even the numbers that you cite are not wholly accurate in the number of people that were actually killed in that, and how many people actually held a machine gun or other weapons.
Well, once again, either way, we're looking at two different sides here to this equation, and both sides are really, you know, the military really wants to keep its honor and defend itself, and the guys on the other side want to make them look bad. So I understand that we're going to have a conflict here. That's not the issue. The issue is whether or not the military should even be there in the first place. Now, when I went away, Rick, I pointed out that, you know, you said something about if I was in the military, and I said, well, if I was in the military, I would refuse to go to Iraq in the first place. I would refuse to leave the United States because those are unconstitutional orders, and yet every single person in the military, most of them, there are a few of them that have changed their minds and decided to not go back, but most of them are just following blindly unconstitutional orders. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't think it's that they're blindly following. When you give your oath when you enlist in the military and you give your oath to do these things. To serve your country and to follow the orders of your commander-in-chief.
I think it's to,
really
to uphold the Constitution follow the orders.
You give up to a certain point your ability to refuse to do something that, you know, that you're ordered to do. Now, there are certain exceptions and everything. I won't get into all that because that's a totally different road.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is, although I don't agree with the war in Iraq, it's been a badly mismanaged war, and it's a war I don't agree that we had any business being in there.
We agree
with you. Another time and another place, and it could have definitely been dealt with in a different manner. That having been said, once this has been started, it's not something that you can easily stop, nor is it something that if you have good military values and you want to stand up for your country, regardless of whether you agree with them or not, you are bound by duty to uphold those orders.
No. The Constitution trumps those orders.
We'll walk down a different road if we go that avenue. But, I mean, typically...
Rick, do you not agree that the Constitution trumps bad orders?
Yes,
or should military members just follow orders blindly?
The military have ways in dealing with that. But like I said, that brings up a whole other can of worms.
Wait, what do you mean the military has ways of dealing with it? They've been given unconstitutional orders for the past several decades, and they just follow them without question.
Right. That opens up a whole can of worms.
We like opening up cans of worms on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I can tell.
Because it's a serious issue. I mean, other countries is a big problem. We're supposed to be neutral. We're supposed to keep our forces here. In fact, the army isn't really even supposed to be around until it's needed. Then it's supposed to form and last no longer than 2 years. That's in the Constitution, too. But, it's just a piece of paper. Who cares what that silly old Constitution says anyway, huh?
I think both sides of any issue usually use the Constitution to wipe their butt. But I agree.
I agree with the political people. They don't care about the Constitution. What I think is it's a shame that that military members swear to uphold the Constitution just like the politicians do, and then they act like politicians by ignoring the Constitution as well. I think it's a shame.
Your typical boots on the ground, we're not supposed to have political opinion. We're supposed to do our job to utmost of our ability and follow orders, okay?
No, you can follow orders that are legal and constitutional. That does not, because you join the military doesn't mean you become this automaton with no opinions and no ability to make a decision as to whether or not what you've been ordered to do is right or wrong. I mean, you wouldn't, if you were ordered to kill one of your other troopers there in the military, you wouldn't turn around and shoot that man in the head, would you?
No.
It'd be an unconstitutional order. It'd be a wrong order.
Yeah, that is like I said, when you talk about willingly disobeying a command, I mean, that goes down a totally different road.
It seems to be a road you don't want to talk about.
And, well, there's a lot of people that are serving over in Iraq right now, you know, either there or have come back, who don't agree with the war, but do that because they feel like that is their duty to do.
Or maybe they just feel like they don't want to get thrown in the brig for a year or two. Thanks for the call, Rick. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That might be a factor as well.
Oh, I'd say it's a large factor, and I feel the same way.
Let's talk to, I don't know, I personally would rather sit in a brig for a year or two than be in the desert. Let's go to Tim in New Hampshire. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Tim.
I've got a couple things to talk about.
Please do.
One is that a friend of mine told me that you had briefly talked about something that happened to me yesterday, I believe.
What happened?
Well, I went up to the Manchester District Courthouse to support some friends of mine, Russell and Kat.
Oh, I know who you are now. You're the gentleman that you're talking about, Russell and Kat, Russell Cann and Kat Dillon. They were on trial on disorderly conduct charges, and the charges were I guess relinquished. They were let go, and they were free to go. But the cool thing was there was
not before Tim and 24 other protesters showed up.
Right, that you guys showed up in support of Russell and Kat, and you were armed to the teeth, weren't you, Tim?
Well, I wouldn't say to the teeth because I had more guns in the car. I was carrying four handguns. I had one open and three concealed.
Okay.
Before I went to the courthouse, I stopped and talked to an officer who was outside just hanging out, probably taking a break or something, and I asked him if there was a procedure for checking in handguns at the entrance or at the security checkpoint.
Do they let you keep the handguns with you if you just check them in, or do you mean you have to actually check them and then retrieve them when you leave, that kind of thing?
You check them in and then retrieve them when you leave.
Got it.
And he said that there was a procedure, and it was a pretty simple procedure. I already knew that it's illegal to bring a firearm beyond the security checkpoint in a court building, but you can legally carry up until you get to that checkpoint.
That's different in depending on what state you're in, by the way.
I think
New Hampshire's probably one of the few states that even allows a weapon in a courthouse up to that point.
Right.
Which is really cool on their part, I think. So you went up to the checkpoint and you turned over your first gun, and then what happened?
Well, I put my SIG on the counter butt first with it pointed toward me, because unlike most people, I know that it won't go off by itself, but just sitting there. And so an officer picked it up and went ahead and started trying to clear it.
But then you had three more guns, and this actually ended up where they confiscated one of them. I want to find out the rest of that story. Hang on, Tim. 800-259-9231. Why did the police confiscate one of his weapons? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too. Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It is the Friday. Oh, wait a minute. It's Saturday edition.
Good job.
I swear, I live in a time warp, don't I, Mark?
Well, you never get out of that. You never get out of the studio.
Saturday edition. We're here live, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com, and you'll see there's over 650 unique pages there created by none other than, well, you, the listeners. In fact, all of those pages were created by the listeners. And we didn't have anything to do with it. We just turned on the wiki and let you go at it, and you created a whole bunch of content, which is just fantastic. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. You can explore that. Of course, it's totally free. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get firsthand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Speaking of the Free State, we go back to the phones, back to Tim in New Hampshire. Tim, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey.
So to recap here, you were at a court. You were at the courthouse in Manchester earlier this week, showing up just to give support to two individuals that were on trial at that time. And you entered the courthouse with four firearms on your person. One of them was openly carried, which is also legal in New Hampshire. The other three were concealed. You turned over your first firearm. They stripped that down, took the ammo out of it, and handed that over. Then what happened? Why did they confiscate one of your guns?
Well, I did end up getting all of my guns back, but they were they waited to return my guns because one of my guns was something that apparently they hadn't seen before, and since it was unique, they thought that maybe it might be illegal. It was a Stinger pen gun. It's a single shot 22 long rifle pistol, which in the safe when it's safe it looks like a pen, basically.
Yeah, I've seen these before. You can get them in the Quartermaster's Journal or Quartermaster's Guide or whatever it is, the little mail order gun guide.
Oh. You could put one of these in like your front shirt pocket. Is it that small?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've carried it in my front pocket before, and you know, most people don't even realize that it's not a pen.
Wow. Would it have been possible? I mean, I'm just not that you would have done this, but right. Do you think it would have been possible to even sneak it past a metal detector like that?
Let's see. It would probably set off the metal detector.
But if you hadn't said, "Hey guys, here, this is a gun," would they have figured it out?
I don't know. You know, they were taking other things like keys and stuff like that. So since it was, you know, a piece of metal, they probably would have taken it anyway.
You'd have to let them know, because otherwise they might accidentally pull the trigger or something, and it could be really disastrous.
Well, the trigger is actually concealed inside the body of the pen gun until you open it up and get it ready to fire.
Right.
So in pen mode, it's safe.
Right. Yeah.
Does it actually write? Does it have any ink in it?
No, but I've been thinking about making an adapter for that.
Wow. What did you pay for it, by the way?
I don't remember. I think it was around $300.
It's a one-shot gun, so you better use it when it counts, right?
Right. It's like a last-ditch backup gun. It's not something I would want to count on as a regular self-defense.
So the cops kind of give you a hard time over it. They kept it. Apparently, they contacted the ATF or something like that. And
yeah,
when did you finally get it back?
It was probably about 20 minutes or so after I...
Oh, that's not so bad. I was under the impression they kept it for a few days or something like that. So not as bad as it could have been.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I mean, they had said that they might have to keep it for a while, and I might have to come back to get it. But
Glad it worked out okay, and you didn't end up in the slammer, Tim. Thanks for the call, man. Right. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I thought he had a story about when he was in the military about.
He didn't say anything about that. 800-259-9231. Don't know where you would have gotten that idea. 1-800-259-9231. To Mays in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mays.
Yeah, on the issue of constitutional orders,
yeah.
How would you keep that from breaking down into a debate over constitutional issues every time an order came up in the military?
Well, I guess if they were giving constitutional orders, then there wouldn't be any debate.
And another thing, if you think about the Revolutionary War, those people were militia. They fought at the commanders commanded them at their own, at the people's pleasure.
They could have walked away if they
wanted. And they did. At times, they would say, nah, I'm not serving under this pen guy.
Not following that order.
I'm out of here.
So what would be the problem with that?
That doesn't address the question, does it?
Sure it does. If it was a good constitutional order, people should follow it. If not, they should be able to contest it.
I think that the rigid authoritarianism of the military is perhaps just something that serves the commanders and not the country. That's what, there's my answer to the question. I think that a militia serves our nation's freedom far superior to a standing army.
How do you feel about that, Mays? Mays in Washington?
I'm listening.
How do you feel about
that? I hadn't thought about that part.
There you go. Something to think about. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. We're good about doing that sort of thing, Mark, on this show, bringing up things that people just don't normally consider.
Nope. I mean, we did it in the Revolutionary War. Worked then.
Think outside the box. And militias are usually privately funded. Like, you want to join the militia, well, you probably got to buy your own gun and bring your own bullets and...
I'm not saying I don't think we need tanks. I think we do need tanks.
Well, then they should pool their money together and buy it on their own. I don't think they should be coercively funded. Let's talk to Stillings in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Stillings, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Yeah. The problem I see it is that the presidents have been violating that part of the Constitution about as long as the country has been the United States of America.
Just
Abraham Lincoln...
Oh, yeah, he was terrible.
He never had permission.
He's one of the worst presidents of all time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He attacked the South, and they had every right to withdraw from the Union if they wanted to.
Sure. Why wouldn't free people be able to decide individually in their state whether or not they wanted to be part of America? I mean, do we have to go down and kill them?
What?
Yep.
Today? Stillings, what do you think would happen today if one state decided that it wanted to secede? What would the government do now?
They wouldn't allow it, and also at that time, though, it's not just the presidents that violate the Constitution. They created three states in order for Abraham Lincoln to hold on to the office during the Civil War. They created West Virginia and Nebraska, and
sure, they were throwing journalists in prison for writing anti-Lincoln articles. I mean, there was all kinds of suppression of freedom during that time.
Right, he was one of the absolute most terrible, and his position was. And freeing the slaves was if it would keep the Union together, he would retain the slaves. It would if
oh absolutely
if it make
he
the
didn't...
Union work. Yeah, he had no interest in the slaves at all.
The Emancipation Proclamation wasn't given until 2 years after the Revolutionary War began. It had nothing to do with slaves.
Civil War, Mark.
I'm sorry, did I say Revolutionary?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yes, you did.
I've been drinking pretty heavily this evening. So.
Now, Stillings, the reason I asked you the question about what would happen today is you got to remember, I mean, today it would be a totally different situation. In the 1800s, when Lincoln wanted to, when Lincoln did what he did, news didn't travel as fast. I mean,
if it happened today, they would still force the state to stay in the Union.
Would they roll in tanks? I mean, if you had one state that voted to secede, if one state, in New Hampshire, for instance, has the right to secession enshrined in its constitution, so for instance, if New Hampshire said, we've had enough of this whole federal thing, we're saying bye-bye, do you think the feds would roll in tanks?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's really scary. That is frightening. Thank you.
Whatever it took. And
go ahead. You're still there.
Yeah. That's not the only thing. When President Roosevelt during the
Another tyrannical guy. It's just been a history of bad presidents. The ones that get the most attention in the history books are usually the worst ones. Thanks, Stillings. We'll come back with more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition of the show, Inside Hour number 2. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. And get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that is updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I'll be sending out an update tonight. Let's see, I think we're going to be announcing a brand new Shriner. We're going to have an extra audio clip up there for my appearance on another radio show earlier this week. And, oh yes, we'll be releasing an entire month's worth of archives. So updates people know first, updates.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. This is your show. We'll take your calls about anything. Webster in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Webster.
How are you doing?
Great, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I have had a permit to carry a concealed weapon for many years.
Excellent.
Went last summer to renew that to renew my permit.
Yes, sir.
And they gave me the application, and for the first time, it said it had to be filled out typed.
Huh.
And
what? What if you don't have a computer or a typewriter?
Well, a computer won't do any good. It has to be a typewriter.
Wait, really?
How the heck are you going to get a typewriter?
That was what I asked the deputy.
I mean, did he tell you to ride a steam locomotive there, too?
No.
And bring a blacksmith?
he said they can, what did he say, I could take it to a bank or to the library.
Ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous.
It is totally impossible.
What an insult to somebody. I mean, usually the people that go for that bother to go through the process of getting a concealed weapons permit, because it's a process in every single state. It's not like you can just waltz right in. Well, I think in New Hampshire it's really easy. You just ask for one and they give it to you. But in every other state, it takes a long time and you have to fill out forms. And it's like they want to make it as difficult as possible for you to bear arms. Oh, but wait a minute. The Second Amendment, Mark, can you pull up the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights? Isn't there a right to bear arms in this country?
I think so. They said something about a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Security, free state, sounds good. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Well, okay, now wait a minute. Now, Webster, answer me this. Do you feel like it's an infringement upon your right when the government dares to order you to ask permission before you can bear arms? Because that's what a permit is.
I feel like it is an infringement for me to have to do anything other than go buy a gun.
I agree with you 100%. Why is it that gun owners put up with this crap?
Because they don't want to go to jail. Mm. The government has more guns than we do.
Mm. Actually, that's probably not true, but it appears that way when you're the only one with enough courage to actually stand up against the tyranny. In reality, there are more of us than there are of them, and we have more guns. But what we really need to do is somehow get people to have a little bit of courage again and once again stand up for their right to bear arms and all the other freedoms that we're supposed to have in this country and take back our liberty from this imposing government, because they are just getting out of control as days go on with silly bureaucratic requirements like requiring that your gun permit application be typed. Ugh, I would have wanted to slap that guy.
Well, he didn't print the application. As luck would have it, I just happened to have a typewriter left over from years ago.
And just happened to have a ribbon as well, because if you've ever actually tried to buy a typewriter ribbon these days, you got to go on eBay, you got to hunt around, and they're expensive because nobody wants them anymore.
This one worked.
Wow. Lucky you, Webster. That's thanks really for the funny story. Great story. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Can you believe that, Mark?
I've heard of these typewriter things.
Oh, my goodness. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
John, is it true that in New Hampshire you pretty much just walk right in and get yourself a permit?
As far as I know.
Okay. So it's called shall issue, as I understand it, there in that state. And even go ahead.
I believe the only permit that you actually need is for concealed carry. And
that's correct.
And that is a shall issue.
Right.
Other than that, you do not need a permit.
You can openly carry fully legally without asking anybody's permission. And I would still argue against shall issue. It's still, once again, asking the government for permission, even if they do just give it to you. You shouldn't have to ask anybody. I agree with Webster. You should just be able to buy the gun and pack it.
I'll go along with that.
What's on your mind, John?
Hey, I wanted to give you a couple comments on a couple of ads that you run.
Okay.
One of them, actually, I've been thinking of for a while, and I just, the Porkfest one caught my ear, so
that's
I
right.
Thought I'd just tell everybody out there listening, come on up to New Hampshire for this Porkfest. You know, you hear all about the activism, and you can read that on nhfree.com and whatever other sites you keep up with this stuff. But for crying out loud, come on up to that Porkfest and meet some of these people. It's the most peaceful, loving people that you can imagine.
And there's lots of guns around, too.
Love it, yeah.
It's also not only is it peaceful, it's also the safest gathering you could probably possibly attend.
Absolutely. the other one that's been it just kind of tweaks me every time I hear it when it says thousands are going to be moving in the ad for the Free State Project.
Yeah.
Well, every time I hear that, I keep thinking, you got to say the migration has begun. The peaceful revolution has begun.
That's true. We'll consider rewriting that copy, John.
And that was my main point on that. And I would add that, you know, we who are already here are looking forward to welcoming everybody home.
Now, John, you're an old school man.
When they get here, when they cross that border, they are absolutely going to feel that they are home.
You know, I've heard that the Porcupine Festival is actually the largest gathering of pro-liberty-minded people in the entire nation. Is that true?
I've heard it may be the biggest in the world.
John, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you've been to our website, you know that there's something strikingly different about it compared to all the other talk show websites out there.
Well, there's no place to pay for certain sections.
There's no membership section. I mean, it's totally free. The archives, we give them away. The live streaming, it's on the house. Well, it all does cost money, and we cover all of that, and that's fine. But one of the things that we ask for you to do in return for giving you all that stuff for free is that you vote for us. Now, those of you that only get the Saturday show, because you might be listening live on your local radio station, you haven't heard us ask for voting yet this month. It resets every single month. It's the top podcast in the world is what we're trying to get on, because we're a radio show first and foremost, but then we put the show online in podcast form. And because of your votes, we are in the top, I think we're number two right now, Mark, and that's good. But we could be number one if you go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's very simple. Vote.freetalklive.com takes you less than a minute. easy way to register your appreciation for the program. Help us get new listeners in every single day. Yes, you're confirming we are still at number two. So we need your votes. Vote.freetalklive.com and then tell a friend about the show and ask them to vote. All right, so Mark, let's move along here. Finally, exhausted some phone calls, so let's go to the immigration issue. What the KKK has weighed in on this now.
Well, I think that, I just thought it was funny. How often does the Ku Klux Klan is? I always said Ku Klux Klan.
Right,
I think
it is Ku Klux Klan.
It's Ku Klux Klan, and apparently my southern roots.
It's a southern thing, yeah.
Yeah, just saying the Ku Klux Klan. But I thought it was funny. What the heck are they doing in the news? But apparently they have an immigration stance that they would like people to know.
I wonder what it could be.
I wonder. Ku Klux Klan group led an anti-immigration march in Russellville. This is Alabama. This is from the Montgomery Advisor. So Russellville on Saturday without incident, but not without opposition. The event began with a 10-minute march by 50 people, including a dozen robed Klansmen. Now, the 50 there's 50 people, but only 12 of them are Klansmen. In the front of the
maybe they're Klan's women, but you can't actually. Maybe you can't be in the Klan if you're a woman. I don't know.
I don't know. Russellville, they should open up their membership to women and minorities so they can have a
I
few
don't,
more.
Really, honestly, I don't know if that's the case. You might be able to.
I don't know.
I haven't done research on the Klan.
Russellville police estimated that 300 or 400 people attended the rally. That's probably the whole town, including onlookers. The Alabama affiliate of the National Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, based in the western Franklin County town of Red Bay, had a permit to rally. So no violence or arrests were reported during the 90-minute march, and the rally was about 30 police, sheriff, deputies watched. A group of both white and black people started a series of anti-KKK chants during the rally.
Ah, good.
Yeah. But the thing I find interesting here is, so if you're anti-immigration, then you're on the same side as the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, you would be. If you're anti-immigration, now, there's a lot of people out there that'll say, well, I'm not anti-immigration. I just want it to be legal. What's their position is, we don't want any immigration, right? Unless it's from, you know, white Europeans.
No, rich, educated white Europeans that speak English.
Do they have any quotes from any of the Klansmen, or is it just sort of a report on the actual ceremony?
Well, it's they have some quotes from the anti-Klans protesters. I don't think this is the kind of thing that America really stands for. I support people who are working to feed their families. Said
the parade of fools in white clothing, and their little cloaks.
Well, that wasn't from.
Do they wear the masks? Are there pictures? Do they wear their little dunce hats?
I can't tell you.
Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. We got everything from drugs to sex to talk about coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're